Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
What up, y'all? We back. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Sister Rai June.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Mufasa Ra.
Yes, indeed. And we are Collective Minds Radio. Collective Minds, we back. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all do got to think. You dig? Yes, sir. So we back, y'all. It's Collective Minds. We got a great show for you, but like we always do, just trying to see what's good with the family. How y'all doing? And do y'all got any announcements for us?
I'm doing great and wonderful. No announcements. Just living life over here, bubbly.
All right.
If that makes sense.
Foster, what's good with you, bro?
Hey, I'm good, y'all. I'm good. It's been busy. It's been productive. A lot has been going on in preparation for, you know, the Kwanzaa celebration and, you know, so-called Christmas time. And I also had a very productive and loving lunch today with some of my brothers from the nation. We met at Ari's snack shop and just sat back and kicked it and had a good talk. So I'm feeling good, y'all. It's been a good day.
That's what's up. Yes, sir. Yeah, I had a good day as well. I sent y'all the pics. We got a chance to go to the St. Louis Art Museum early. I took the kids and my niece to the art museum. So if y'all get a chance, it's a brother by the name of Kehinde Wiley. And he the brother that did the portrait for Obama. But he do these portraits where you get, like, regular people, put them in, like, you know, a regular setting in their regular clothes, and then paint them with, like, a floral background. You dig what I'm saying? But the boy is cold, so... You know,
yeah,
if you
I'm
get a chance to be in your city, check out the brother, Kehinde Wiley. And let me just read something real quick, right, from the little pamphlet they was giving out at his exhibit. It say, in 2017, Wiley came to St. Louis to cast individuals to pose for these new paintings. He focused on neighborhoods in North St. Louis, a predominantly African-American area of the city, and the North St. Louis County municipality of Ferguson, Missouri. Wiley chose Ferguson due to its recent history. On August 9, 2014, Michael Brown Jr., okay, it goes on to tell about that, but yeah, he got people from St. Louis in his exhibits. I'm talking about these are huge paintings when you see them, you know what I'm saying, and the detail is just phenomenal. So, yeah, this is at the St. Louis Art Museum. It's a free exhibit. So, if you're in the area, I would say check it out. I think it's here through like February 10th. So, yeah, that's what was up. We went to go see that. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, those are nice. Yeah. Yeah, Mufasa, you know yourself.
Right.
Are those for sale? Did you sell? Well, they're just up for display. Can you buy those?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure you can buy them, but they like I'm about hundreds of thousands, if not millions, for one of them joints. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, he's that good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you could buy them. I'm sure, but you know,
look,
they'll run you.
If anybody interested, don't quote us on the price.
Right. Yeah, don't.
Go check for yourself.
Right. Yeah. Definitely don't quote it.
Facts.
But all right. So on the what we got? What are we talking about tonight, y'all? We are talking about Christmas and the indoctrination as it relates to kids, and you know, how do people play it nowadays? As far as do they celebrate the holiday, you know what I mean? And we all get into a talk about Christmas, you did. So yeah, and then call us, call in. The number is 929-477-1697, and we go build on Christmas. Mufasa, right.
Let me say something real quick. Just to kind of expand on what Brother Kevin was saying about the topic. It's like, I would just read it, the cultural responsibility to indoctrinate kids into the cult of Christmas. And you can really put a lot of different words in place of Christmas when it comes to that, though. But, you know, basically it seems to me that society and our culture is built around, like, it's the responsibility to indoctrinate us into not just Christmas, but a lot of different things. So that's what I get out of the topic. So I just wanted to just kind of add that too.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for clarifying that, because I just threw it all into a general topic. But yeah, thank you for clarifying. So yeah, you wanna go in? How do you feel? You know what I'm saying? I guess you could start it off and break it down.
Basically, you know what? Be quite honest, I just really kind of said how I feel about it, but I'll try to give a little more because to me it does seem like that. A lot of things, because we are, and I'm not, to anybody who's listening, I'm not judging this to be, you know, necessarily bad or good as a whole. Of course, we can find certain things that wouldn't be beneficial, you know, amongst the things that it do to us as a society, but it just seems like a lot of things, we have a lot of traditions. We culturally go by a lot of traditions, you know. So is it that we are just constantly, you know, pulling into the past, trying to know how to do things and relive things and how to learn, that we are finding ourselves in a whirlwind of just repeating a lot of things and it end up being like traditions and culture? Like, is that what make our culture?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, Christmas is a part of American culture. It definitely is, you see. And it's the 23rd, so we 2 days from Christmas today. You know what I'm saying? We 2 days from Christmas. And, I mean, you can feel it when you out. You know, like they say, it's the spirit, the holiday season. You can kind of feel it when you go out. You know what I mean? Even if you one that don't celebrate it for real. But just the fact that when you out and about, you see the signs, you see the, you know, the people in the mood. You know what I'm saying? And that lets you know. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a pressure thing. The culture puts the pressure on the people to assimilate, you know what I'm saying, or to follow along with their tradition. So, yeah, you're definitely right. It's the culture. You dig? But, yeah, we're going to dive deep into it. I want to hear my brother Mufasa. What's good over there?
Hey,
how do you think the culture indoctrinate the kids for Christmas and a lot of other things, actually, but I know we're talking about Christmas now.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. That's because we are in this society. We in this, you know, American society. So they definitely gonna indoctrinate us to try to make the herd move accordingly. Now, as far as the Christmas holiday go, I look at it as, I look at this on two sides. One, they push it upon us to try to boost up sales, boost up making the rich get richer, because they indoctrinate us and put it all behind this, it's a materialistic type thing, you know, and that's what it's kind of turned into, where people go out and buy gifts for each other, or either when you go out and buy gifts for your kid, you know, sometimes the kids get them gifts, they don't even play with that stuff but a day or two, and they done with it. So it's a big material thing, you know. Now,
right.
I don't agree with that aspect of it, whether you're a believer in Jesus or not, but let's just go with the belief that if you believe this is Jesus' birthday, Jesus born on the 25th, and that's what Christmas is all about, then we should be trying to do things more centered around what Jesus would do, in my opinion. I don't think Jesus would be out buying gifts to give away. Jesus would probably be out teaching people and trying to do kind acts and kind deeds to help people, to help those less fortunate. So if you're the type of people that are going to go in line with that aspect of Christmas, I could rock with that. But for people who just make it out of a big material thing and they go out and spending money, and they broke throughout the year, I don't agree with that. So the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told us that this time of year, try to go out into our communities and share peace and goodwill towards our people. You know, go out and do a good deed for someone if you want to, you know.
Okay, if giving someone a gift, maybe if it's something that they need, could that still be considered a good deed or a good act?
Yeah,
if you need a car and I go buy you a car and give it to you.
Yeah.
That's still a good deed, right?
Yeah, that's a good deed.
So.
Yeah, that's a good deed.
So,
if Christmas is about buying and giving gifts.
See, that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't be about the buying and giving. Now, if that's something that
it's not about it. Okay, just let me say this really fast. It's not that I'm saying it's about it. It's not about buying it. It's just part of it, because you're also giving it. Just like I said, if I buy you a car and give it to you because you need it. So if you have five kids and you don't have transportation, and I give it to you. I bought it, though. I had to buy it. I don't make cars, so that means I had to buy it. So maybe it's not about the buying. It's more about the giving. But we focus on the buying, perhaps.
That's true. That's why I say it's twofold. You know, I'm excluding someone who would be doing that just out of, you know, that pure, genuine niceness of their heart. But it is a lot of people that are not like that. And that's the one
record,
that
I'm
saying.
I'm buying
you
a car for Christmas.
Yeah, because I sure was getting ready to text you, you know, what I'm looking for. I was just, let me put that on record right now. I was just getting ready to text you, like, okay,
just
by the way, this
record,
is what I want.
Right.
I mean, I was like, you see, I didn't cut you off. I humbled down, and
he's
I said,
like,
I need
like, yes,
to figure
ma'am.
Out what
I
want
got,
right
I got
now.
I to being a ma'am at that point. He's like, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. It's not.
That's right. I was going to text you, you're make model, hook me up. But, you know, I mean,
right.
Yeah, if you – so I'm with that. If you truly, genuinely is just, you know, you see somebody in need and that's what they need and you
it is
and you got
it
the
is.
Means and you got the means to do that, you know, yeah, do that. There's nothing wrong
right.
with that. But
right,
I'm also
right,
saying
right.
that we really should be focused on –
exactly like I say, the deed itself, the doing of a good deed, which may not come in the form of buying someone. You may walk past an elderly person's house, and you know that that's an old lady that can't come out and get all the leaves up out her yard. So you say, hey, you know what? This time of year is it's the giving time. I'm gonna go in the house and get my rake and bags. I'm gonna clean up this lady's yard. You know, we should be looking at focusing on things like that as well. Don't just focus on having to buy someone something. But if you got the means to do it and you see it's a need, hey, feel free to do it. But looking out for someone can be just a kind word, making sure you're speaking to strangers in the streets. How you doing? How your day going? You know, there's so many ways for us to be kind to each other, to show love. And I would like to see us focus more on the being loving and caring over, you know, people who had that mindset of, what can I buy? Okay, it's Christmas time. I got to buy my kids this or buy my kids that. Or I'm going to buy my husband that, buy my wife that. And then they get in the mode of giving. Then they get depressed. That says, I'm not speaking about everyone, but then they get depressed after they broke broke themselves buying all these gifts, and then they go into the new year and can't afford to pay their bills, can't afford to pay light bill, gas bill. I know people that I've seen families straight up compete with each other over giving gifts. Like, I wonder what she finna give mama. Oh, I got to one up that. Oh, she giving her that. Oh, I got to give her this. You know, and it just becoming a show. It become a game,
a
contest.
It is what it is.
And people really miss out on what this time of the year really should be about. It should be about the love and trying to, you know, do a kind deed or a kind act.
Actually, every day should be Christmas, if that's the case, which it should.
Yeah.
Because that's just how we're supposed to treat one another, period, every day. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
So
that's exactly why I know that.
Maybe we need to do away with Christmas on just celebrating it one day. Maybe we just need to be Christmas. Live.
Yeah,
Christmas.
Because that's why I know that it's on when I was saying earlier about how they do the society has these things for us set in place, it's because it's all about trying to stimulate the economy. That's how you know it's a bigger agenda to it, because we should be doing these type of things all throughout the year. But our society try to mold us into these specific days of the year. You know, instead of teaching these principles year round. Yeah, it should be year round. But they're trying to make up
quotas.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Exactly.
We ain't even gonna get into the history. We could, and Brother Kev, I'm sure he might want to touch on this. But if you get into the for real history, Jesus wasn't even born on the 25th. This ain't even the time to be celebrating, quote unquote, Jesus' birthday.
Right, exactly.
I'll let Brother Kev go in on that.
Yeah, yes, sir. If you just joined this family, this Collective Minds Radio, we're just talking about the dynamics of Christmas and the indoctrination of how, you know, we're supposed to spin, and it's all about giving gifts and all that, and how they run the whole marketing campaign. But it all is basically going back to the winter solstice. You dig what I'm saying? Today, the 23rd, the winter solstice was December 21st. And that was basically symbolizing the death and rebirth of the sun, because we about to go into longer days. You dig what I'm saying? The whole winter, the day's been short. It's been getting darker earlier. You dig what I'm saying? But now it's going to go back to longer days and shorter nights. So it was basically to represent the winter solstice and the sun, you know, making its transition. That's what all the stuff really go back to, is some astrological, you know, sun type of stuff. And they know that it's a lot of energy.
It is what it is.
Days. You dig what I'm saying? It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of things going on, a lot of currency being transferred, energy. You see what I'm saying? Like I say, the spirit be out. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's really about. And then they just turned it into, you know, the whole Jesus thing later on. and his birthday and all that, which if you really do the work on Jesus' birthday, most people, theologians say it would have been around like the harvest, October, you know, late September, something like that. You know what I'm saying? That's according mm-hmm. to, you know, their calculation. It would have
right.
been around that time, his birthday. So, but they just threw that in there later on. Like I say, that was a Roman trick to throw in later on, the whole Jesus thing and his birthday, the manger and all that type of stuff. And it's just really
it is what it
story.
Is.
You dig what I'm saying? To sell a story to basically get consumers to go out and buy. And like my brother say, stimulate the economy, you know, and get you on that way. But they know it's a crucial time because of the energy, and most of these holidays are calculated on, like, certain, you know, celestial events, you know, like the winter solstice, the summer solstice, the spring equinox. You got Easter, you dig what I'm saying, the fall equinox. You got Halloween and these other little holidays and these certain events, you know, because they know that's when the energy's high, and they be doing a lot of rituals around these times, you know what I'm saying? And it was just full moon 2 days ago. You dig what I'm saying? But that's a whole nother, you dig what I'm saying? That's cosmic chaos side of the game right there. But you dig
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's they do a lot of rituals and a lot of cooking on these events. You know what I'm saying? So what they did is just placed holidays around these events. You know what I'm saying? The pine tree represent bringing in the new year. You did what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole bunch of stuff that that go into the holidays as far as, you know, on the hidden side of the game that they don't tell the masses. They just want the masses to get out there and do what they do, be robots and hit them stores. You did what I'm saying?
The masses are the answers.
Yeah, the masses go out and, you know, go out
what
and hit these stores.
The masses are the answers.
Yes, sir. Well,
that's
the, yeah. So,
but, you know,
it
could also
is
be
what
used.
It is.
Now, another thing, you know, I think loosely people always talk about the power of unity. But on a much deeper scale, it's energy. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. It brings about a certain
that's all it
power,
is.
Energy, with energy,
that's
you know?
That's all it is, right. That's all it
so
is.
So if you can, if that's, remember how I always say how it's hard to get people, and not just me, everybody knows, a lot of people knows this, that it's hard to get two people on the same accord. That's like a very challenging thing. So just mm-hmm. imagine how you, to try to get all these, it may be necessary, maybe the universe is using the energy that it, you know, portrays when it happens. Maybe it's important to happen because there's no other. How are we going to get so many people on one accord? Events have to take place, major events such as that,
right.
and all other kind of events to get people to come together, and you
exactly.
know things actually happen when we come together. So
right.
that's just a thought.
Because it's just like what you say with energy, you know. And I wanted to touch on that a little bit. Looking at the energy, like if you go to a store. Anywhere y'all who went out to stores this weekend, I'm sure the stores were jam-packed. I walked, rode past Walmart, cars was, you know, the whole lot was full. People getting them layaways out, you know, all that. So all this energy and build-up, like I say, towards buying.
It is what it is.
Now imagine if we could get people to focus that same amount of energy on doing a kind
yeah.
deed for their community. Or elderly, or youth, whatever. But to focus
right,
that
right.
spending energy towards doing something a little bit more positive.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely.
And
yeah.
As far as our community, yes, as a whole, we need to be, you know what I'm saying,
back
resources together, you know what I'm saying? So in that sense, I definitely feel it. But the
mm-hmm.
way they do the marketing campaign, bro, it's like, you almost have to get out there. You like, you're shamed if you say you don't celebrate Christmas. You know what I'm saying? You're really shamed and shunned for that on a social level.
Oh, and tell you how another way they attack you is, like you say, with the shaming. They'll use your kids against you because your kids at school and they friends talking about, ooh, I'm getting this or I'm getting that or I got this and I got this after. Then your kid is looking bad or feeling bad and you because you don't want your kid feeling left out. You just go ahead and get with the herd and subdue to buying gifts and stuff. That happened to a lot of people too. They don't want their child to feel left out.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I say, I would say this because it's like it's different levels. Like when you come into the consciousness, right, and you become aware, you know what I'm saying? That first level, you start relearning the history, you know what I'm saying? You may even get angry, you know, that first level of consciousness, you may even get angry because you relearn the history, you figuring out the lies, then you start getting into black history. You dig what I'm saying? That's the next level of kind. You start getting into black history stuff. You learning. You figuring out what was going on past or pre-slavery, you know what I'm saying, before slavery and all this. But then even after that, you get to another level of enlightenment. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying all that to say because when I was younger, my conscious level was I was like, you know, forget the holidays. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm not celebrating none of them. Is this, I know what this about, they lying, whoop-de-whoop, going on. So I was a single man, and I was able to, you know, not really participate and give it too much energy like that. But now that I have some five-year-olds and a seven-year-old, you dig what I'm saying, it's different because I'm at the level of enlightenment to where it's like, okay, I may not participate like that, but if my wife want to do something with the kids and get something for the kids, like, you dig what I'm saying? I don't think that's a super bad thing where I'm going to be mad. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's just a different level, you know, where I'm at. But it's not like we finna go out because I know better than go out and get in debt over some toys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As if buying the material stuff shows them I love them more or less. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
That has any bearing on how I love my kids. So
right.
That's where I'm at. Like, I don't get to the point where it's like I got to use those things to measure if I love my kids or not because I'm buying them a whole bunch of stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying, that they going to play with for a little bit and be throwing on the floor. Like this. You know what I'm saying? It's not that type. It's not that serious. So, you know, all that to say, the different levels of consciousness, you realize that the holidays, it don't even matter because, like I said, they're structured around pivotal points where, you know, you can get a lot of people to do things only if it was, like you say, the right thing. Only we was galvanized around these times to really do some stuff, you know, for real.
Yeah.
As a group, you know, so, but
it's just like not to make this and not to make this the Kwanzaa show. But I do have to touch on that because Kwanzaa comes right after Christmas, the 7 days right after Christmas. And Kwanzaa is not a new thing. I mean, it's been around for, I believe, like 50-plus years. But generally, you don't see that get advertised as much because when you go by these steps of Kwanzaa, it's not about materialistic buying, you know, buying stuff like that. So that right. So the masses don't even talk about that, and that's not put out commercialized and not commercialized, but put out for the public to say, "Hey, Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa," and promote that as well. They don't promote that because there's no big material gain in Kwanzaa.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of reason they don't promote it, but you know, I say, you know, to each his own on that. You know what I'm saying? Because black people can't even agree on Kwanzaa. They say, you know, there's some stuff about that, but
yeah,
that's neither here nor there. You know,
but then check this out. We're gonna argue about the fact that the black man who came up with Kwanzaa and what all he did, but we won't argue about letting our kids believe that a made up white man came down the chimney and brought these gifts, and we ain't gonna argue about the history of Christmas and Santa Claus right. really being Satan. We don't want to argue about right. that, but we gonna make. But because a black man come up with some principles and come up with crimes, are we gonna critique and break that down and? Oh, well, because he did this, we ain't going to trip off Kwanzaa. Just because, now, why we got to judge the man and not the program? You get what I'm saying? If Kwanzaa is a good program for our kids and our families, we should go by it. None of us are perfect, but we be so hard on our own people. We find one flaw in a brother or sister, boy, we condemn them. We condemn them forever.
That's that indoctrination. It's a slave indoctrination too, because it's almost since they knew it. You know, think about it. It was illegal for black people to even read at a point. So if you find somebody, a black person that can read, you like, dang, how you know? And that it just indoctrinated, and it's something that we just continue to look at black people like, dang, you know how to read? You ain't supposed to be reading, you know, still with, you know, with that type of mentality. We still, you know, operating with that type of mentality. Like, how you do that? You know, like, it's like I guess that's basically what it is. We still operating in
that
same
get that nice
past mentality. Right.
Right.
It's like that.
Exactly, yeah. You know. If you just join us, collect
it
mind,
is what it is.
The phone lines and see what's up with the family out there, see what's going on. We just breaking down the indoctrination of Christmas and how you feel, you know, about
around
the whole holiday. Around this time of the year.
Okay. Go to the call line. Let's see.
Yes,
I hear your code 31. Hey, we can take a
go
call.
Ahead. Go ahead, Ryan.
Okay, area code 314. 381, call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Look, you guys can't be taking Christmas away from people now.
Merry Christmas, brother. Merry Christmas, brother.
It's like Kevin said, if people want to, hell, happy holidays, everyone. Enjoy your
life.
Hey,
holly jolly.
Indeed.
You celebrate
yes,
Christmas.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
No, when my little girl was young, she did, but I bought science kits, microscopes,
right.
calculators,
exactly.
Commodore
yeah.
computers back then,
right.
books from my
that
grandson, same
exactly.
same
yeah.
on, same on.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there should be more of that going on than anything else. I see people buying Warrior jackets and Lakers jackets for their kids, paying a pretty penny for them. But hell, I'm grown and well-to-do, and I don't spend that kind of money on things. So, but that's what people want to do. You know, like you were making a mention, people criticize Milana for what he done. Well, hell, people criticize Robert E. Lee, too, right?
Right.
Think
right.
about it.
Yeah, it always be something. Yeah, that's why I'm to the point where to each his own. You know, if people want to celebrate a holiday, to each his own, do
yeah.
your thing. You know,
I'm not
knocking it no more, because back in the day I used to kind of knock it, but like I said, I've evolved to the point where I'm like, nah, it's to each his own, and do you know everybody can do what they do.
But no
well,
kidding,
I'm gonna ban Christmas.
All right.
I get in the power. I'm gonna ban it. If I find out you got a tree up in my neighborhood. In the community,
oh,
we're going to burn your house down.
you talking
everyone.
Suicide now. But
right.
no kidding, though, on a real side, there need to be more of those signed kits given to your young kids. Maybe you can go on Amazon and buy those things for $26, $50. You'll get a good one in all different categories, biology, chemistry, you
yeah.
know, electronics and so on. Because when I was
well,
coming up, man, we had Kevin, you in St. Louis. You remember Gateway Electronics used to be on Page and Hanley?
Yeah.
That surplus store?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I used to go in there and get stuff, man, and make every daggone thing.
Yeah, matter of fact, I think it's still one out. It's still one out there because I use them for my job.
Yeah, it's out of Maryland Heights now.
That's right, Maryland Heights. Yep.
Mhm. And used to have, of course, they had Radio Shack before it. They had Ally Electronics.
Yep,
and right. I remember I spent $350 for one of the first calculators. The only thing it did was add, subtract, and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this is, I have to say this, since, you know, we are on this subject at this time of the year, and I agree with you on buying those type of things. Now, me personally, I still would like to see or wish that we would buy those things throughout the year, maybe on our kids' birthday.
Absolutely.
Or just be buying it because, and not wait until this time of the year, because I feel like when we do that, we just, you know, we buying in that, in the process.
When we do that, we unite. When we do that, we unite.
Yeah. You know, you could buy those things and have 10 or 15. You know, I was at the Forest Flow Valley where National Society of Black Engineers meet on the third Saturday. And I was working with one group. And I working with two young men, showing them the principles of bridges, and we was doing it with popsicle sticks. Man, that was really an enjoyment for me because the one young black male I was working with, this kid was very, very astute. But they need, hey, you know another thing too? This chapter is paying people $30 an hour to teach STEM to these kids, you know, and they got a curriculum and everything.
Okay. Yeah, that's good info. That's good information.
That's a good Christmas present. All right, I'm going to hang back.
What program is this? What program is this?
That's the National Society of Black Engineers. They have a chapter here in St. Louis.
Okay.
And they're at Flow Valley Community College in the engineering building the third Saturday of every month. They must have about 50 or 75 kids that come there. Starting off, I was one young girl that she's in the third grade, but they usually like them from the sixth grade on up. And that's a good organization. It's designed to produce African-American graduates in the STEM fields.
Right.
Yeah, I want to check into that. I have a seventh grader.
Well, bring them on out. Bring them
out. Hey, Carl, I want to ask you this, too. You say you used to celebrate, you know, Christmas. But I also wanted to ask you, do you now, at this stage in your life, do you do Kwanzaa yourself? Do you and your family partake in Kwanzaa?
No, I tried it with my daughter and grandson. They fool around with it, but Kwanzaa's not even readily accepted, and even in the public schools. Well, it can't in public schools because you got so many different diverse groups in your classroom now. You know, you surely can't. Now, up in Kansas City with the National Black United Front, they have a celebration 7 days out in the citywide. And it's a nice affair up there.
Carl, you said that it's diverse in the schools, a lot more diversity now. So wouldn't it, shouldn't it help it be more accepted then? Because then it just fit right into the rest of the diversity that's already in the
school,
Kwanzaa?
Well, you know, I don't know. I know a teacher asked somebody about the Kwanzaa. I think he asked my grandson, I believe, because she didn't know nothing about it. She wanted to explain it to a kid. But if you got a classroom that's got Somali in it, you got black Americans, you might have somebody from France, then, heck, you'd be celebrating down there every day.
Right, exactly. Yep. So if you're just joining us, y'all, Collective Minds Radio.
Appreciate you calling.
Sitting on it. Yes, sir.
All right.
Appreciate you calling. Stay online. Enjoy your holiday. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa. And throw that in there. Just throw them all in there. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we're talking about the indoctrination. Christmas.
Happy
Savior's
Day.
Family. Happy Savior's Day, all those holidays. Now, some people call them horror days. Some people say it's holy days, holidays. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of stuff that be going on with these holidays. And Christmas is a big one. And like I said, the most important.
Yeah, hey, you know, Brother Kett, Roger said something, and I did want to get her her meaning behind it. When you said unite, what will you mean? Like, we uniting with what, though?
I didn't say what we were uniting with. I was just saying that it's a unity thing going on. Because everybody's
right, you said
is
when we
energy,
all go
you know,
out
the energy is focused on the same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I mean.
We uniting. We uniting with some foolishness. That's what we unite.
That's not the point. I didn't even get to that point. I was just talking about how, you know, what is actually happening, though. You know,
yeah.
Getting so many people that's on the same way doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With the
same
focus, in a sense. And we all have to focus on something.
Energy.
Right.
Yeah.
If you focus on something, you make stuff happen. That's my point.
Yeah.
And
just
imagine all these people focusing on the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's what I'm
it's
saying.
Power.
They united. They united on some
exactly.
bull. And it's crazy.
Right. I hadn't got to that part of the story.
Yeah, we so easily we unite for foolishness.
Right. But now look at this though, because we must not forget how it was when we was kids. You see what I'm saying? And these holidays came around. You might not have been tripping, but it was kind of nice to get something. You know what I'm saying? To get a toy or something or some money, you know, for the holidays.
Well,
definitely. Kinda, you know what I'm saying? So we came.
But that's even if you're not a kid, though.
Right, true.
Well, I'm going to be.
But
true.
I'm saying,
I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Right.
Y'all know I tell this story.
Give me
every year.
Today.
Right.
I tell this story every year, so I might as well tell it now. I was a big fan of Christmas as a kid, too.
Until
that one day, until that bad day, when I stayed up waiting to see Santa Claus. Yep, you know it. I stayed up waiting to see Santa Claus. Oh, man, I was so happy. I'm like, this is the day. I just got to see him. I just got to see Santa Claus. Because I knew I ain't had no damn chimney. But I'm like, I gotta see how Santa Claus is getting these gifts to me. Ooh, I can't wait. And I stayed up, and I was dozing off, and all of a sudden I heard that noise, that little shh rustling in my living room. I said, oh, man, this is it. My throat, my heart was in my throat. I was all excited. I jump up out the bed. Well, I ain't jump out the bed. I eased out the covers and eased to the doorway, and I started tipping. And I looked, and I cracked that door to that living room, and I looked in, and I saw my mother and my grandmother putting them gifts under that tree, under the tree.
Mm-hmm.
I was devastated.
Did they have a bag? Were they taking them out the bag, placing them under the tree? And
yes.
You see all of that?
Yes.
Right.
Yep. They were taking them out of the closet, because we had a big closet in the front room that was locked, and they was taking it out of there. And putting them under the tree, I was devastated. My heart was broken. All that belief shit from that, I'm sorry for cussing y'all. All that belief stuff just flew out the window. It flew out the window. What'd you say?
It is what it is.
Still touched by it.
Yes, I am. I'm very emotional over that. I was devastated, y'all, and that affected me.
I was
done.
Why are you emotional over it? I mean, you really wanted it to be a Santa Claus?
How old was you? Yeah, how old was you at this?
I mean, why were you so affected?
Let's see. I had to be, I know I was under 9, so I'm going to say I probably was around 7 or 8.
7 or 8, okay, right.
Yeah, about 7 or 8 years old. And
so you really wanted it to be a Santa Claus?
Well, I grew up them teaching me that there was a Santa Claus, and I felt betrayed.
You want to?
Then I'm gonna tell
you.
Thinking back on it, let me tell you all
that's
the mixture
deep.
Of emotions I had as a kid. First,
right.
I felt like I was betrayed that my mother and my grandmother maybe had lied to me, but the other feeling I had was, well, maybe Santa Claus don't care about me.
So my mother and my grandmother had to go and get these gifts. I felt all that type of stuff.
Oh, all wow. That
type of emotion.
It is.
Yeah,
that's deep. Now, that's deep because we got to get to talking into that because I never believed in Santa Claus. You know what I'm saying? But I know a lot of parents don't think there's anything wrong with basically lying to your kids about Santa Claus.
Now, I never wanted my kids to feel that pain. I never. So even when my kids was little, and I did the Christmas thing for them, I never lied to them and told them about no Santa Claus. Cause I never wanted them to grow up and feel like I lied to them or be hurt. I told them from straight up, I bought y'all these gifts.
have y'all ever lied to y'all kids about anything else? Just a question.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. But I wouldn't play them like that, though.
I'm not condoning it anyway because I didn't ever teach my kids that it was a Santa Claus. But I do know people that take it so serious, and that was one experience that I kind of indirectly had. My cousin had took my youngest daughter to the mall to see a Santa Claus, and my daughter. She was young at the time, maybe 4 or 5, maybe, probably younger. And so they get to the mall. My cousin's one of those people that really, you know, get involved. She's definitely indoctrinated with this. She's involved. Mm-hmm. So she was really excited about taking my daughter to see Santa Claus. They in line waiting. And when my daughter noticed this, she's like, I think she mentioned it because they told me about it. She still talked about it. My daughter said something like, Santa Claus not real. There's no Santa Claus. And other kids was in line. They was looking and parents. It's like, it was almost like that shame thing. Although my daughter, I'm sure at the age, she didn't trip off of it. She wasn't affected by that. But my cousin still say the kids was looking like, oh, my gosh. You know, the parents like, oh, you know, like, cover your ears. It was just that type of an energy after my daughter said that. And I just thought that was very interesting. My cousin still to this day talks about it, and they've been over 5 years ago, six, seven, seven, probably almost 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I never taught my daughter that it was
good parents.
It's no need. I mean,
it's unnecessary, really.
Right. Why do I have to bring up Santa Claus and not say, okay, if I even want to mention Christmas and say, hey, it's Christmas tomorrow or Christmas is coming up, what you guys want for Christmas? Why do I need to?
Right.
I mean, like, I don't understand. At one point, why do I would need to bring him up into it anyway?
Yeah. So why do y'all think that happens? Let's touch on that too,
it's
Brother Ted. Why do people lie to their kids and say that a fat white man is bringing them some gifts if they naughty or nice?
Right. I mean, it's like it's number
just
one
the marketing.
I
know. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to say it this harsh, but it's a mental illness, and I don't want to say it like that because we all. But it really is because
I don't
want to
say it this harsh.
Yeah, but you know, you're lying to your kids about like because even
it is
and
what
people
it is.
Think it's cute. People think it's innocent. You know what I'm saying? People think it's no big deal.
Kevin, in all fairness, they lie. If they ain't lying about that, they gonna lie about something else. So you can't
We're talking about a perpetual lie. You're doing this year after year.
Yeah.
You're going along with it. You're conspiring to keep the truth away from them. You see what I'm saying?
And then
you're going along with this. So there's a difference. If you just tell your little kid, you know. No, this is something that's ongoing as long as you can keep the lie going.
And then to show you how sick we are, y'all, then we got to the point where we start saying, well, Santa Claus can be black. And we start having black men going around in these big red suits with long white wigs on and white beards talking about they black Santa Claus. I mean, come on
now.
Why
their hair couldn't be silk? Why black Santa Claus hair can't be silver?
Yeah, and why couldn't he have an afro? You know, so do y'all remember that video where that black man was in the hood
and that little kid shot him with that BB gun.
It sounded like Friday or something. Next Friday.
Oh no, this was this was a reality. This was a real video, and I'm gonna dig it up and send it to y'all. Brother had on his long white wig, his white beard. They got the news team out there, and he ho ho hoing and all that. And all of a sudden he go, oh my back. And he went down, and they found out that a little kid had shot him from a window with a BB gun. And I thought it was very funny myself. I enjoyed it.
Was it accidental, or did he like shoot him on purpose though?
No, he shot him on purpose. He was reliving what I would have done at that moment back in the day. Told him, get your silly self about our neighborhood with this big fraudulent lie. And pop Santa Claus in the back with a BB gun. I thought it was very entertaining, and that was just what he get. Quit with that mess. Quit with that sickness. That's an illness. Brother Kel said just right. We are sick.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at it, like I say, I'm looking at it in terms of, especially if you're a black person in America and telling your kids about some white man from the North Pole bringing them gifts. That's a mental illness to me. Right. That's the part I'm talking about. That doesn't make any sense. Especially,
and then if you say he's black, if he's black, where did he come from? If he's black, you think any black man came from the North Pole? I know you won't catch this black man in the North Pole.
It just don't make sense. You know,
ain't no black brothers I know trying to be up in the North Pole.
Right, and then check this out. Brother Mufasa, especially when your mother and grandmother worked that hard to get them gifts, why would they conceal it from you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They worked hard and earned the money.
Yeah.
You know, to give the credit to
somebody,
a white man from the North Pole, to somebody else.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, I don't think that's cool. For real.
No, it ain't cool. Ain't cool at all.
Yeah. So, yeah, we talk about the indoctrination of Christmas. That's one of the major ones, too, that Santa Claus one. That is a major part of the indoctrination. But in this society, what we got going on is basically consumerism. Like, they just want people in the stores spending money, trying to get the economy back right, you know, from the year. And that's just what it is. But I kind of think that we, as far as black people, are kind of coming into an awareness, you know what I'm saying? A consciousness is rising. So, yeah, we out there, but it's not like that. You know what I'm saying? From what I'm seeing, as far as past years, like, I think we are being a lot more aware.
Now, didn't y'all say y'all didn't believe in Santa Claus, right?
No, I never did. Not for one
You
day.
Said the same thing too, Roger, didn't
you? Right, that's true.
Yeah, not for one day. It was
so
one time.
So did y'all ever have to get taken? Did y'all ever get taken to the mall to sit on Santa Claus' lap?
I can't remember.
Remember
he came up to our preschool. He came up to Kitty, our preschool, Kitty College.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, but you know what?
But
that
we all
was
knew
his
white wife, right? We all knew it was her husband.
Exactly.
Right. We like, that's Miss White husband.
Right.
We all know, but he played like he was Santa Claus.
Exactly. Everybody
know.
Knew it was.
Everybody knew, like.
And y'all was in what grade?
This is what? Preschool?
Like,
pre-K?
It was like, y'all
knew.
Mm-hmm.
This
yeah.
ain't the real Santa Claus. Was he black or white?
Black.
He was black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we knew
it was him. I mean, he was.
Right. Right.
It's almost like your daddy go put on the red suit and come to your room like, hey, ho, I'm Santa Claus. You're
exactly.
Like, daddy?
Do y'all think it was something wrong?
Like, Mr. White?
Right.
Do y'all have a problem with them having? Do y'all have a problem with them having where, you know, these kids sitting on a strange man's lap, telling them what they want? Do y'all think it's something wrong with it?
This thing's creepy. It's always been subtly creepy to me.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a little creepy. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that makes it even worse. You know,
now I do got one confession. Now this is something that I do every year. I do watch that movie, A Christmas Story, that be on TBS, the marathon.
Yes, I know. And I almost called you the other day because they had it live, and I said I wanted to move on to know this is on. I started to call you because they had Christmas Story live on.
I watched it last year. I didn't like it. Yeah, I watched it live on last year. I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
I can see you not like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I stick with the traditional one of the ones from the 80s.
I almost watched it because it was a musical, and I like singing. So that struck my interest.
It sucked.
Right. That was a joint, though. And as conscious as we are now, like, I look back on shows like that, Christmas Story and Leave It to Beaver, and I Love Lucy. Like, we used to watch them joints back in the day. You know,
I watched that movie.
I know
I done watched that movie more than any movie ever in life. Because I watch it probably at least three times a year.
Right.
So are you celebrating Christmas when you do that?
No, I watch it just to be watching it.
But when you watch it on Christmas, during Christmas season, when they plan it for Christmas, are you celebrating Christmas?
No, I'm just celebrating watching a movie that make me laugh.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't admit to it.
Like Christmas Story, that
I knew
is.
You wouldn't admit to it.
That's all I'm celebrating, watching a movie that make me laugh.
You wouldn't admit to it.
Right.
The boy stick his tongue on that pole.
When you talked about.
I'm still scared to do that to this day.
Yeah, you should be.
Will any one of y'all try that?
No.
I won't.
I put my thumb on the pole.
You did what?
Time and I said, I put my thumb on the pole.
Did you get stuck?
I got stuck one time. Yeah. It wasn't bad, though. But yeah,
I wouldn't
want to
put my tongue on there because I think it's nasty and disgusting for one to be putting my tongue on a pole like that. I don't care. Even if it's not fro, it can be hot, and I'm not doing it. That's disgusting.
Man. Yeah. Part of me has curious. I did want to try to set somebody up to do it because I'd be like, man, I wonder, will it really stick?
Oh, yeah, it
you will.
Stick. You're a through piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you don't
want to
do it.
And I will watch.
It can actually pull the pieces of your tongue off.
Oh,
it can actually do that.
That's rough.
And that's disgusting.
Rough.
But that's the same way. I see that the same way, though. Like, even when we discussed celebrating Thanksgiving and how I express that I don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but yes, I do go to my mom's house and eat. I see that as me just having a meal. But you, from what I can recall, you felt like that was still me celebrating Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm almost scared to comment on that because that's going to take us and we're going to start talking about it. If I say what I want to say. I know you're going to have a response.
Right.
But fuck it, I'm going to give it to you anyway.
I actually have something to say.
Since you brought it up, did you eat turkey?
No, I don't eat turkey.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a pass on that. As long as you didn't eat turkey then. As long as you didn't eat turkey then, we good. How about that? That's
right.
The compromise.
Where can't you eat for Christmas? Anything on the on the menu for Christmas?
Meal qualifies you to be celebrating Christmas? Like if you eat ham or something you celebrating. That means you're celebrating Christmas.
Man, I don't know no food that's a Christmas food. I just, when I think of Christmas food,
ham.
I see people eating cookies all the time, them Christmas cookies. That's about it. But the food,
so if
I
eat,
really
so if I eat a Christmas cookie, that means I'm celebrating Christmas. If I go eat one of those green cookies that's shaped like a Christmas tree, that means I'm celebrating Christmas.
Right. I don't know. The reason that turkey is so significant for me with Thanksgiving is because I know that they celebrate killing that bird with all the feathers, and it's significant of killing the Native American Indian chiefs. That's how I feel about that. That's why I feel
it
like
is
they slaughter
what it is.
All them turkeys like that. What other reason do they have to go out? How did the turkey become the Thanksgiving Day meal? Why?
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. That's really, you know, like killing an Indian chief in a sense. Native American. I think that's it's symbolic. And turkeys get slaughtered. You know how many turkeys get slaughtered around Thanksgiving
chickens
time?
Chickens too. Oh, chickens get slaughtered year round.
You know how many trees get slaughtered during Christmas?
How many hogs?
You know how many trees get slaughtered during Christmas?
Yeah, see, all this stuff, it's all symbolic. Why something got to get murdered for these holidays?
No,
look at that.
Some get murdered.
We just
every
touched
day.
Something. We just touched
right,
on
exactly,
something.
Because we kill trees all the time too. I was just saying.
Yeah, that's part of.
But. At Christmas, that Christmas tree get hit, they get attacked.
Oh yeah,
major.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna say all these major holidays, some got to get slaughtered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta take the gift.
You gotta sacrifice. Then some blood up.
We're dealing with a society.
Oh, the society is mad. Yeah, the society is mad crazy. It's being run by the insane people are in control right now, unfortunately.
Do y'all think it's as strong as it was though when we was kids? I think it has died down. You know, this whole Christmas vibe.
That's what I'm saying. The consciousness, from what I see, I think the consciousness of the people is rising, so it's not as like it used to be. You know what I'm saying? I don't think. You know, because people, like you say, the first step was at least changing Santa Claus black, but then the next step is, you ain't even got to tell them it's a Santa Claus. You know what I'm saying? And I think we kind of on that point where, if the Santa Claus black, but they still trying to, you know, just the consciousness rising is from what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kind of feel like that, which is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Because the spending, actually, if you look at the spending that we've been doing during the holidays, it's been kind of dropping for like the last few years. You know what I'm saying? As far as how they calculated the spending at the end of the year. You know, it's been kind of down as far as the numbers they say. So I think the conscience of the people rising. But, you know, people celebrate it. Like I say, I'm to the point now where to each his own. Like, if you want to do that and it makes you happy, go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? But
right. I'm cool with
like
that, too,
I'm trying to be wiser. Yeah.
To a certain degree.
Be wiser, because when you know better, you do better. So you don't, you know, you shouldn't feel guilty if you, you know what I'm saying, if you're not in a position to give people gifts. You know what I'm saying? If that's just not in the budget, you know, you shouldn't feel guilty. You know, and if it is in a budget, then, and you feel like doing it. If you don't. You know what I'm saying? That's just... where I'm at as a whole. So it's just a mental game for real, because around these times, people, you know, people be asking you what's going on, how you doing, and what you doing for the holidays, and, you know, and I'm always cordial, you know what I'm saying? I always say happy holidays. I have a hard time saying Merry Christmas. You know,
yeah.
It don't feel right. But I do be, you know, I say happy holidays to folks and, you know,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
I finally
get too big, Bennett.
I finally had to train up my coworkers, because they used to, and I used to feel bad of telling them I don't celebrate Christmas. And I did. I used to feel a little bad. But then I got to the point, I was like, man, later for this. I was going to tell them how I really feel. And like you say, if that's what you choose to do, you choose to do it. But you can't make me celebrate it if I don't want to. So I had to start living in my truth. Like, no.
Right.
So
right.
They finally got tired of asking me, what you buying for Christmas? And I'd be like, nothing. I said, I ain't buying nobody nothing for Christmas. And then I asked them, I say, do you celebrate Christmas? And they'd be like, yeah. I said, well, what you buying me? And they get quiet.
Right.
Let me get quiet. It's all good when you're talking about what I'm getting. But then when I say what you finna get me, oh, now we ain't got nothing to say. But you the one that celebrate giving a gift, so give me a gift. You know, well, no, we ain't going to give you one because you don't do Christmas. Well, maybe if you give me some gifts, maybe you'll win me over. Maybe I'll feel so excited about me getting a gift that I'll start giving gifts out. Lead by example. There you go. These people, they want to give a gift. They be wanting to give a gift if you're going to give them something back. You know what I'm saying? How many people have y'all run across like that, that be on that level that if you giving them a gift, then they'll give you a gift? And my thing with that is, look, why don't I just buy myself something? We cut through the middleman. You buy yourself something, I buy me something, and we both buy what we want. I know exactly what I want, so I can go get what I want. You know exactly what you want. Go buy what you want, and then we both happy. We'd be like, shoot, look what I bought myself. I'd be like, yeah, man, that's tight.
You hear that, Roger? That's funny.
Yeah. That, instead of you risking buying me something, then I'd be like, man, I done spent all this on him, bought her, and bought them that, and they bought me this crap. One of us unhappy or both
theory,
of us unhappy.
Right. In theory, that sounds good or sounds, you know, but it's the gift, that it's the thought, like, coming from another person.
Yeah.
Like, it's the idea of a gift, you know what I'm saying?
So if you buy me a PlayStation 4, you buy me a PlayStation 4, Brother Kev, and I say, can you come get your gift, and it's a fruitcake, how you going to feel?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to feel a little slighted. I'm going to tell you. Hold on. I'm gonna feel a little slight. I'm gonna be like, dang, like, that's how I'm gonna feel.
But you shouldn't, because
right,
he didn't tell you to get him no PlayStation.
Right, this is true. So then you're right. At that point, I wouldn't.
But thanks for being honest. But thanks for being honest, brother.
I had to.
You had to be honest.
Yeah, I had to be honest. For real.
Like, I bought this food. He got me a fruitcake.
I bet you one thing. Mm-hmm. Even if a person walk away, like, you know, I'm not gonna worry about it. I bet next year you're gonna get you a fruitcake.
Yep, exactly.
You ain't gonna get another big gift.
You never get another big gift like that no more. That's over. That's over. Shoot.
Yes, it
that's
is.
The nastiest thing I've ever eaten in my life is a fruitcake. Have y'all ever tasted that?
I don't think I've ever had a fruitcake.
Man,
no,
I was never interested. Oh,
yeah, I was never interested. Even curious. I wasn't even curious about the way it looked.
Right, exactly.
Man,
right.
I didn't want to taste it. I'm like,
exactly.
No,
if you want to pee somebody off, trust me, get them a fruitcake for Christmas. That's the most useless thing ever. That's only good for a decoration. And even then, looking at it, it'll pee you off. You can't do nothing with that thing. That is a horrible item. I don't say it. I wish somebody would call in and tell me that they love fruitcake, because I want to know, what do you like about that? That's the nastiest thing I ever tasted in my life.
So today is the 23rd, so-called Christmas. It's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
What everybody got going on? Or what we,
how's everybody going to celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, how's everybody going to celebrate Christmas?
Right. You say tomorrow or Tuesday? Which day are you talking about?
Tuesday. I think, Tuesday. You know, Christmas Tuesday, so-called. Yeah.
All right. Tuesday. Who want to go first? Roger, you want to tell us what you're doing Monday and Tuesday?
I'm just going to go to, I want to go to my mom's house Tuesday and eat.
Yeah.
You ain't doing nothing tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Working. I'll be ripping and running.
Okay.
No, I was just talking about, yeah, the holiday, really. Well, you know what I mean, the 25th. But, I'm doing the same thing. I'm just going to my mom's house, and I'm going to do some writing and reading, and that's about it.
Yeah, I'm going to spend actually today and tomorrow doing some work at my mother's house. So that's my goal, is just spending time with my mother. And whether she call it Christmas or not, that's whatever she chooses to call it.
Are you guys going to eat?
No, I'm just going over there to spend. No, ain't nothing spectacular going on. I'm just going to spend time with her. If she need whatever she need me to do for her, I'm there. If she need me to move this or move that or throw this out or throw that out, I'm her laborer for them 2 days. Whatever she need is what I'm going to make myself available for.
That's real. That's
because,
because
I work
a
lot.
Anyway.
Right. Yeah, but you know, because I have to share my time
like
with her.
She's like, no, mom, no, I'm busy.
Yeah, but you know, but to be honest with you, because you know, I do got a family, you know, misses and kids and grandkids, and you know, the stuff I do for myself. That a lot of times I don't give her, in my opinion, I don't give her the full amount of time that she deserves. Because, I mean, we only get one mother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We only get one mother. So now that I'm off work, I don't have to be at work. So I like these 2 days, I want to spend more time with my mother. Because, you know, none of that's promised. You don't know how long you have with a person. But like I say, if you lose your mother, you only get one. So I want to spend some time with her that I got some time off from work to, just spend a little bit more time with her.
All right, indeed. Let's go to the phone line, see what's up.
Okay. Take area code 314-616. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, Peace and blessings, everybody. I know it's getting close to the
peace,
end.
Peace.
I did to kind of look at the topic discussing.
Merry Christmas, brother.
He's silly. I think ultimately, you know, because we live in a paradigm that's programming human consciousness, it's really programming you to white supremacy. So no matter what time of the month it is, it's a programming to get you to utilize your time, money, energy, or whatever it is to do something that's beneficial to anything but the black empowerment. You know, just because it's a certain time of the month does not mean we should take the time out to honor certain things. I mean, because most of us do work jobs, and maybe even if we have our own businesses or whatever, these times can be used to be with family. But, you know, I let my kids, I let it be known, you know, this year I'm not doing shit, you know, and I mean that in the most humble way, because we're moving towards something else right now, you know, getting upon the...
It is what it is.
Look at all the time, money, and resources that we exalt during this time of the year to make somebody prove that we love them or whatever it is we're trying to do, but then when we can't get jobs, when we can't get this, when we can't get that, we complain. I believe that, you know, we have to use this time to redirect our wealth. Instead of spending all that money you spent on Christmas and then, you know, after you done got your bank account down to zero and you in the red, you're looking for the mailman to give you a W-2 so you can file your taxes. But we gotta be in a position where we're beginning to make our own decisions. And, you know, even during the holidays when there's things that are on sale, I look at it like this. If you have the money and you can do it without, you know, charging it on your card line, and it's an item that's needed,
right,
go ahead and get
right.
it. Outside of that, you know,
right.
My aim going into the new year, and not waiting to the new year, but starting now, is I'm not empowering anything that's not going to benefit me. I'm not.
Right.
Why continue to make these companies and industries rich when at the end of the day, you know, your son and your daughter can't be at Nike, and, you know, it doesn't benefit you at all. So why
yeah.
do it?
Yeah, indeed. That's a good point, Carla. Yeah, I'm
right.
Man, it's all about the distraction. Say, if it's not constructive and it is not something to empower you, you know, why support it? Why break your neck to go out and get it? Why idolize these things and worship these things? Because that's what's going on, really. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for calling in, Carla.
Yeah, right on, Carla, for the caller. But, yeah, he made some good points, man, because that's exactly what's going on. And
I want to
like
give a
shout-out
to somebody, too. Yeah. Y'all. I want to give a shout-out to the powers that be that shut down Veteran Rock College right before this time of the year. Shout-out to you, whoever you are. You should really feel proud of yourself. Causing people to lose their jobs and students to have their whole life flipped inside out, thinking they about to get a degree right in the middle of getting a degree, and you just, in one single swoop, in a 24-hour swoop, change the outlook on all these people's lives. So shout out to you, whoever you are. We got a round of applause for them,
man.
Sister Roger.
You want a round of applause
man.
For the...
There we go.
Right before Christmas too.
Yeah. Enjoy that round of applause, because after that you need your ass whooped.
Damn. That's interesting.
Ain't it interesting?
But, yeah, man, but what it is, I like something that the caller has said, and he was like, you know, people basically going out their way to, you know, try to please their kids around these holidays when a lot of that stuff is not necessary. And if it's not something that's going to empower him, that's the main point. If it's not something that's going to empower you, you know, then don't even support it for real. And try your best not to, because that's the point we at. And like I said, I think the consciousness of the people is rising to where people are at least aware of certain things, you know, that's going on with the system and how things are played. And I think people are moving accordingly. So I feel like everything is really right and exact at this particular time. You know what I'm saying? Even though it may look a certain way, and they always trick us with the news and all these statistics and what's going on, but, you know, I think if we focus on self and inside and the people that's close to us, then, you know, we realize how blessed we really are. And just the things that we need, you know what I'm saying? Because that's
mm-hmm.
the whole thing with marketing and all these campaigns. It's about getting you to want extra stuff, you know what I'm saying? Feeling like you need extra stuff when really, for the most part, most of us have what we need on a day-to-day. You know, that's air, food, water. You know what I'm saying? There's a large percentage of the planet that don't have those things. But, you know what I'm saying, most people in America at least have those three things. And food, clothing, and shelter. And if you got those, everything else is a plus. You dig what I'm saying? If you got those
yep.
basic needs, and that's what time it is, if you have those basic needs, everything else is a plus. Yes, you should
What's
want
the basic
more.
Needs again?
Food, shelter, clothing. You know
yep.
what I'm saying? The basics, food,
really
shelter,
agree.
Clothing. You know, and if you have those, you're already in a blessed position. You dig
yep.
what I'm saying? There's a lot of the world that don't have those things.
That's true.
Know? And, yeah, you should want more, but your happiness shouldn't be tied to these particular material things. And that shouldn't be your self-esteem shouldn't be based on those things either. You get what I'm saying? And that's kind of the point where society try to push you because, you know, the iPhone 8 was last year, but the 9's out, so it's the same phone damn near. But they give you the illusion of things moving forward when really the only time you got is now. It ain't no future. Now is the future, right now. But they you know, they play the game, keep you anticipating more what's coming next, and they use the propaganda of the media and advertising to really lock the mind down onto those things. So when Christmas come around, it's just like robots. Boom, they've been seeing this stuff all year. They've been rolling. Boom, boom, boom. The kids been asking for this all year. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? And by then,
you know,
it's just autopilot.
Would y'all respect the company, say, like, because you brought up, like, iPhone, Apple. Would y'all respect it if a company said, okay, for the month of December, all proceeds that we make, I mean, 100% of the proceeds that are made from the purchase of an Apple phone or any Apple product is going to go towards, you know, feeding the homeless or building a homeless shelter or education. Would y'all respect something like that? Or would y'all just look at it like that's still some BS?
I mean, in this day and time, I look at it like it's still some BS because they donate billions and millions of dollars already to these so-called organizations, Africa and Feed the Homeless. But I know that there's an ulterior motive with that. You know what I'm saying? And because they could use that money right here for instance, inner city schools or something like that. Or, you know, but of course we can't expect them to do that. But I'm just saying hypothetically, if they really wanted to help. So if that was the case, I wouldn't respect it at this point in time because I know how a lot of, like I say, these companies do when they donate this money. The people don't really get them, as we currently see. You know what I'm saying?
That same thing, they go for you too, right? Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, but I mean, I guess if they are going to legitimately use what they make in December in addition to what they already do, then, yeah, I guess that's fine. You know, I don't have a problem with it. No, if that's the question, I don't necessarily have a problem with if they choose to do that.
Yeah, and
I mean, it's a business, so you already know it's an alternative motive because it's a business. It's something that's going to ultimately still help their business.
Right, this is true. This is true. Yep. So we coming down
to the
last.
No business
person's
going to do nothing that's going to hurt their business anyway. You know. So.
Right. That's a fact. That's true. That is.
Did I miss Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer already? Has that been on TV too? Did I miss that already?
I don't know.
Okay, that's my other show too.
Right, it's other over 300 channels. I'm sure.
So when you watch
one
it, are you celebrating Christmas?
That's a celebration.
I think I'm just watching something that makes me laugh.
That's a celebration.
I'm just watching a show.
Especially when you're sitting there with Christmas cookies and hot chocolate.
I'm just eating a meal.
And hot chocolate. And a sweater on with reindeer. And a reindeer sweater on.
Let me find out, brother.
And you went to the pawn shop or you done looked on eBay and found that, that lamp from the Christmas story, the leg.
Oh, the leg lamp.
Right, and you done went on eBay and found that and got it in your living room while y'all watching the movie.
Got the leg lamp.
That was fragile. That's a celebration. But look, y'all, next week is we doing the New Year show, the end of the year special on Collective Minds. It's an open discussion, but I'm sure we got to recap, you know, some of the major events of the year. some of the shows we didn't have, you know, through the year. So that's coming up next week. You know, it's been another year.
One down. 2 years.
Another one down.
2 years. It's our second year, y'all. Ain't that sweet?
Yep. So thanks to and the listeners, the supporters, the people that call in. We appreciate y'all. You know, we just building, we growing. Thank you for the support. Continue to call in, deal with us. Hopefully we, you know, we're gonna try to upgrade. Hopefully we upgrade this year. We gonna upgrade next year and try to, you know, present a better quality product. But it's been real, y'all. So next show should be good.
The only last thing I want to say, leave off to everybody too. Let's stop the violence. Let's make every day Christmas. Let's love everybody. Let's love ourselves and let's love and stop this senseless violence or this violence. Period. Don't be so quick to anger. It's okay to walk away from foolishness. It's okay to walk away from anger, even if you don't even want to call it foolishness. The minute you recognize anger, it's okay to walk away from it. Don't get yourself involved in trying to communicate with anger. Don't get yourself there. Walk away.
They say people who can't control their emotions are easily controlled. They say that
that's
again.
Right.
People who cannot control their emotions are easily controlled. So that goes to what Rice was just saying. Don't let the anger and emotions get you in trouble and risk, you know what I'm saying, something you got going on. Because you let somebody provoke you based on what, you know.
Don't be so quick to anger. Just don't. That's the best advice I can give at this moment.
Don't be provoked. Even when you're doing a show and you feel like somebody threw a glass of water in your face, you know, don't get angry. Don't get angry.
Don't. Walk away.
Just walk away.
But you walk away from it, and you go get you a bigger cup of water. And
see, that's
come back
not right.
Just...
that's not right.
Oh,
you walk
man.
Away very calmly and smooth and go find a bigger cup.
See, you was doing so good.
And then you calmly walk it back. And you calmly just pour it over them. You don't be mad when you pouring that big cup of water over their head. You just do it and you smile.
Forgive her, Father. Forgive her, Lord.
Yes, indeed. Collective Minds Radio.
We
got to think next week, y'all. Tune in. We will be back in the building.
And find us on social media. We are.
Yeah, we
on all of them.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the curve, we about to earn. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's only or a new point. Calling with your viewpoint compared to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, words to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things here. We've been going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who we been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking
like